This podcast is brought to you by Poncho and GoDaddy. This show will give you a special code to get great discounts at GoDaddy.com. Got something to say? Blog it with your free quick blog from GoDaddy.
Yes, I did it. I killed Yvette. I hated her so much. Flames on the side of my face, breathing, breath, heaving breath, heaving.
Zonnetje lacht, de lucht is blauw. Teletubbies, kom maar gauw.
I had the monitor on the wrong thing. Hello, lesbian, gotcha. Gotcha, lesbian here. I'm eating a vegan... this is wonderful. I'm eating a vegan... Matt Weinstein, lesbian. I'm eating a vegan... one of those Amy's burrito. It's like a burrito, but it's like a... It's a foldable... It's more foldable than the normal... It's more foldable than a normal burrito. You know what I mean?
Yes, I did it. I killed Yvette. I hated her so much.
Okay, whatever. Bad day. Someone I know has a very sick significant other. I don't want to say who it is because I don't know if I don't know if that's for public inhalation. Let's hope that these people are both okay. My God, what a fucking day. You know, I saw Dr. Atomic today and I just, my God, I wasn't prepared for that thing. Such a, And it was a big deal, John. It was the dress rehearsal, John Adams. Oh, by the way, I didn't finish my sentence. So I'm eating one of these Amy's vegan, God knows what's, but I just fried it in bacon grease. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and I'm compressing an Axe Madge. That's a pretty good one from a homeless person. I'm eating. So, I don't even know if I can talk about this thing. It was just so huge. I just didn't consider what, you know, I just thought, oh, Dr. Atomic, how cute. It's like Dr. Strangelove, or Glove. I always forget which it is. But, oh, my, oh, I mean, this is a deep, deep, well, there's a lot of depth in this piece. And John Adams was there. He was wearing a red coat and spiky hair. And so was Peter Sellers, not the dead one, but Peter Sellers, the director and writer. And I got in thanks to Matt Burgess, which is a long story, but Matt Burgess and then Opera Queen and then a lecturer named Hank and Marilyn, the lady that edits the super titles. Though she tried to... Well, anyway. It was so... you know, I... Just from where I am, you know my age, you know where I come from in terms of time. But, you know, I grew up, you know, being educated about the Holocaust and, you know, the tragedies of World War II, you know, and the human atrocities and all that, you know, the crimes against humanity is what I'm looking for. That's what that the Europeans did, that everybody except America did. And then, but this is a really, really damning portrayal of Oppenheimer and those other scientists. And just, it was, you know, I don't, sometimes I can't talk, which is mostly, am I recording? Yeah. But what they do is, among other things, is reveal that, you know, at the same time, this Trinity Project, which, by the way, is named after the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, that Trinity, was going on. They were just learning about the atrocities in Nazi Germany. And they were talking about how one person, if they had, you know, if people hadn't just followed orders, they could have stopped it at the same time, doing it all over again. I mean, this test at New Mexico, Los Alamos, I mean, just, oh. And they didn't give Hiroshima any warning. I don't know what to say about it. It was just... It really put me in a tailspin. I mean, that shit, I feel that horribly, you know. I just can't believe that that people can do this to each other. This bomb, I mean, how did that happen? Ugh. Man, I was thinking about this today. I was thinking, I mean, it could be all these things I could say about it. And then when I try, it's like a blah. I don't have anything to say. I just remembered I got a friendship cake from Hank, the one that Matt Burgess helped me save. Through music. Anyway, Matt, thank you very much. Even though it was probably the most depressing piece of work I'd ever seen since Dancer in the Dark, in terms of just of all works I've ever seen. So just, I just don't understand it. I really fucking don't. But then on the other side, I just watched Al Gore give his acceptance speech for the Nobel Peace Prize. And I have to know who that soprano was that sang from Barbara of Seville in the middle of that thing. Oh my God, was she good and beautiful? Mm-hmm. Really, I mean, she was a. I probably should know who she was, but I don't. I don't. One day I'll grow up. And be a beautiful woman. One day I'll grow up and be a beautiful man. One day I'll grow up. Prolapse in my urethra. Why don't I hear this? Hello. Well, I guess it's just not going to fucking play, is it? Oh, because the sample's offline. Oh, well. God, I'm a dancer. A dancer dances. Give me a chance to come through. So I'm getting my hair cut tomorrow. else. Just such a depressing day. And just walking around with sadness, really, a lot of that sad, ugh, blah, melancholy. And then, of course, it brings everything else back. And you know, I just felt so profoundly alone. I went to the Weight Watchers Anonymous Club, and, you know, it's like when you really, like, share what's really going on, sometimes when I do, I use the I statement, sometimes people just really get scared of emotion, and they just want to talk about, you know, getting eaten out. Literally. Somebody was telling me yesterday, you eat out a woman, you don't eat out a man. I think with a man, you mow the lawn because it's so fucking disgusting. One day I'll grow up, prolapse my vagina. One day I'll grow up, play with your clitoris. Damn it. I had a lot of things to talk about. God, I'm a dancer. Dancer dances. Give me a what, when, who, how. All I am. So I did my video. It cheered me up a bit. I talked to my friend James on the telephone. And I called him and I said, listen, I'm calling to tell you how depressed I am. Okay, I just warned him. And you know, sometimes, oh, and then this crazy woman named, we'll call her letter D. I don't want to give anyone away. She said that it's because of the ozone. She said everybody's in a bad mood today because of the ozone, because it's raining and does something to the fucking ozone. Well, I think that's fucking stupid. I think that's stupid, you know, don't you?
You remember those cartoons, how there'd be a devil sitting on one shoulder, the left shoulder, and an angel sitting on the right shoulder. So the devil tells the man what to do that's mischievous. And it's all about gluttony, ego, pride, sexual gratification and ejaculation. So do what you feel. It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. It doesn't matter what your woman thinks. It matters what dick and nut think. Then you got the angel on this side. Don't do that. Be honorable. Have some integrity. Be respectful. You made the commitment. Now keep the commitment. Well, see, they got dick on both shoulders. A negative, evil dick over him. And a positive, righteous dick over him.
Evil dick twin.
So they are fighting themselves. See, many men fight themselves. They fight. With their dick in their nuts. They have dick wars within their own mind. So the top mind, this head here, tries to be rational, tries to be fair, tries to be logical, and keep all the agreements they made. Well, the other self, the lower self, evil dick, the evil twin.
Even
it's all about what turns the dick on and what makes the nuts flare out and expand and tight.
Technologic. Flare out.
Now it depends on which self your man is dominated by. Is he dominated by the high self?
Okay.
Good dickhead. And if he listens to this brain over here? Or evil dick twin?
Evil dick twin.
Is he listening to this brain over here? Who are you dominated by? Which phase of his brain is in control? Men know this, but men don't divulge this.
Right.
Men don't tell this secret to us. Men tell this secret to themselves. Yeah. And that's why I say it's so important for us to realize that dick is two-faced at many times, and dick stabs pussy in the back. Dick stabs us in the back and betrays us on many occasions, but we don't know about it because we are so in love and so strong on the penis power that we are not in vagina power and
that's
listening
right.
to our intuition and trusting and respecting it. Because if dick is in control, the evil twin, and we catch him in something, and we call him to the mat on it, he's so smooth that he can talk on us out of it.
It's See, Bicycle Mark made that clip for me, but it ends at a very, very bad point. I need a better clip of that. Loaded.
With the wrong man, a problem of a man's penis power, because it's good. I mean, if a man has been around and he's a whole, especially like the one I'm talking about that happens from here to there,
exercise alone, and I am terrific.
Get over yourself, Dyke.
And I've lost 137.5 pounds.
Oh, yeah, well, fuck you. Fuck you. Sideways.
Hi, I'm Lana Crabtree. In the last 6 months, I've lost 17.5 inches and 9 pounds. Your
good for you, you whore.
Hi, I'm Kathy Kellaby. In 6 months,
Kathy Kellaby, she's my favorite one.
25.5 inches without dieting.
We are all right, hold on.
Some of the things I'm talking about, because if you really want to earn your man, you need to learn your man.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of times we get caught up with the wrong men or caught up in a man's penis power because it's good. I mean, if a man has been around and he's a hoe, especially like the ones I'm talking about that hopping from here and there, they have a lot of practice and they know a woman's body.
Vagina.
They know the power of their penis. And they know how to soothe her body and to soothe her vagina. So it's really easy to be caught up with that dog kind of man. Like that one girl asked me why. She thought something was wrong with her because she liked the flashy guys with the jewelry. Okay. I said, there's nothing wrong with liking a flashy man. You just have to know what type of spirit and energy he's carrying. Because there are some good men, although they still like to flash, they're not whores. They don't give their penis to everybody. You have to be able to recognize them, because the man that is living to ejaculate,
he's in a predator mode.
And when a man is in a predator mode, he's going to look for the weaknesses of a woman. A woman that's lonely. Her vagina is cold. She's laying in bed at night playing with her toys. Or she's got a man beside her. He's a good provider. But he's not hitting the walls and working the middle like that dog that she having that sex with.
What drives a woman to toys?
Because, like I said, she needs the vagina penetration. A lot of women are hooked on having clitoral stimulation. You have an outer orgasm with the clitoris, but also you have inner orgasm inside the intra-vagina. Inside the vagina wall.
Intra-vagina.
And every woman's G-spot may be similar, or some women may have more than one G-spot. So if some women are actually hooked on coming, I mean, it's women that can be
hooked on common. I think I'm be hooked on common after those pornos the other day.
Hooked on your clitoris all throughout the day. And you can be having orgasms that one of my know they call. I knew some girls, that was their favorite product.
That was their favorite toy, the jackrabbit on.
They keep in their pocket.
Well, see, I go back to when I was a little girl being raised in the country.
So a lot of women are going crazy. They
they don't hold the same level of intensity. So if it's one hot like that, he has the energy, he knows how to work his hip, work his buttocks, and really twist her and bend her like she's a pretzel and give her the gratification she needs. She's going to be hooked and think that that's love or deeper root level. She's going to become sexually, mentally, and emotionally attached, although he ain't no good. And this other man she will provide for her, take care of children that ain't even healed. That woman will still sneak and get that feeling power from him. But what she doesn't realize is we have to deal with our attachments and separate the love, the orgasm, and the penis. They are separate issues. Because if we're in a lower level of it and we hooked on the penis power, and this man won't even buy you some shrimp from Long John Silver's and what that plate, what, $2.99? Well, he can give you a mouth full of sperm and a rectum full of sperm, and he want to get a light bread. It's like we have to see what our issue is, because a man like that doesn't respect a woman. Yeah, he'll hit her, but if he had the opportunity to be with you, or he's an ex, so that means he had you before the other man that's provided for you could get to you. And all he's offering you is a side of penis when he can sneak in and out your man bed and out your man house. That man ain't got no respect for you, and he know you don't have none for yourself. But because you're so hooked on him and you're hooked on the penis, you will sacrifice and sell yourself out to let him come in the back door, or let him come at lunch, or come in the door, when your real man that don't have the same penis power is countering all the expenses. So woman thinks she can know.
Over 76, my heart rate is 60, and I feel fantastic.
Hi, I'm Sharon McConnell. I've lost 37 and a half pounds, 47 and a half inches, and I feel great.
Hi, my name is Trish Sharp, and I've lost over 50 inches in a year's time through exercise alone, and I am terrific.
Hi, I'm Kelly Thorne, and I've lost 137 and a half pounds.
Hi, I'm Lana Crabtree. In the last 6 months, I've lost 17 and a half inches and 9 pounds through exercise alone.
Hi, I'm Kathy Kellerman. In 6 months' time, I lost 18 pounds and 25 and a half inches without dieting.
Man.
somebody else. And the thought of that, you know, is devastating. That woman, my heart get to beat fast. Blood pressure go up. She can't hardly catch a breath. Just to think about that man done rationed that out and laid that out for somebody else and bent them over and talked to them too. Having a PhD, a master's degree to put on my wall in academia, but I have a master's degree in being played by men, used by men, told everything I want to hear to get me in a position, and I am, to be honest with you, I'm just going to be real about it. I'm very upset by being made a fool out of being. We're about to close now, but is there something, because I didn't let you talk very much. Well, you let me talk. Say what you want for the closing. Go ahead and say what you want to say.
The only thing I have to say is, again, I've learned something that I didn't know, and I'm definitely going to be on the watch out, because I know what's out there. It'll come at you. And from where you're saying it coming at you with all full force, all this power coming at you, then a girl ain't got a chance. So I'm going to have to stay prayed up.
Yeah, we have to know who we are. We got to know our role.
I got to keep standing in the Lord. I got to ask Jesus to keep me every day.
Thank you for watching the Alexis Tyler Show. And we'll see you next time with more of Vagina Power.
Happy, happy, happy. an assisted joint, this broad appeals to me. Would you believe that?
It's not something you can hold, but it's better far than gold when you can find it. What is happiness? It's a thing that can't be seen, yet you feel like 17 each time you find it. A man who has treasure that no one can measure is sometimes a pitiful thing, but a man with a dream is the man who can't seem just as rich or as great as a king. He has happiness, and the world is his alone. There is nothing he can own. Yes, he's a king, 'cause happiness, true happiness, is everything. What is happiness? See, happiness is so many different things to different people. I guess to some, it's mink coats and it's Cadillacs and diamond rings. But that's not happiness. Happiness are the simple things of life. Do you know what happiness is to me? It's going out to dinner with good friends and getting a brown gravy stain on a brown dress. Why am I such a slob? I never miss. Maybe because the target's so big. Or happiness is a 90-year-old man marrying an 18-year-old girl because he has to. Our happiness is speeding down a highway past a state trooper who's got a flat tire. You just gotta spread happiness around. That's what I am, you know. I'm just a little fat spread. You know why I picked on you? Because I like your face. You got a marvelous face. You wanna know? I think you can tell people by their faces, because I think your whole insides eventually reflecting your face. Don't you? I do too. Want to see a miserable face? Look at this face. That's a rotten face. I walked out, I said, what a rotten face. Nah, you got a nice smile. Would you like to wake up every day of your life with a smile on your face? Go to bed with a hanger in your mouth. I'm trying so hard to like this man, you cannot believe it. See, you gotta work at that too. I told you happiness is different things. Happiness is losing a $2,000 diamond ring that's insured for four. Happiness is opening a calorie book and finding out the banana cream pie is only 7 calories. And a hunk of lettuce is 2,000. I'm so sick of lettuce, I hate it. Happiness is writing out a check for your doctor in Latin. Wouldn't you love to do that just once and tell him to cash it at the nearest drugstore? Happiness is finding out that your son has married a boy of his own faith. Today you're ahead. Happiness is finding a library book that's 3 weeks overdue and finding out that you're not. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, that's a big problem. A friend of mine was on the pill and by mistake took aspirins for 9 months and had a baby. And to this day, that kid don't get a headache. Happiness is not something that you can buy. It is not something that you can sell. And it is not something that you can hold. It's a baby smile. It's a rainbow in the sky. Is
something money cannot. You should live so long.
Thank you. Come on. Thank you. that higher, and it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, and it burns, burns, burns.
The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show and Limelight.